Sports with the mighty Douglas Mpuga sitting in for Sunny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahayas.
So what do you have for us on the sports menu this evening?
Well, Yahayas, I'll kick off with African football. Thanks.
Great, great.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds great.
In the African Confederation Cup, seven-time African champions, Egypt's Al Ahly faced Ivorian side Sewe Sport in the Confederation Cup final. The first leg of the final is in Abidjan on Saturday, with the return match scheduled for a week later in Cairo. Interestingly, the two sides met in the group stages of the tournament, which ended in a 1-1 draw in Ivory Coast before Ahly won their home tie 1-0. This year has not been so good for Egypt, the African football giant. After decades of football successes at national team and club levels, the Pharaohs failed for a record third consecutive time to reach the Africa Cup of Nations finals, a competition they have won a record seven times. Ahly, who have won the Africa Champions League title a record three straight times in a row, were eliminated by Libyan namesakes El Ahly Benghazi in the final qualifying round of the group phase. Fellow Cairo club Zamalek did make the mini-league stage, only to finish bottom of the table. Neither Ismailia nor Wadi Degla, the original 2014 Confederation Cup entrants from the North African state, got beyond the qualifying stage. So, El Ahly just might restore some pride in Egyptian football if they can win the Confederation Cup final. Still in African football, it's less than 2 months to the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations final in Equatorial Guinea. Giants Nigeria and Egypt failed to make it to the finals, but the small island nation of Cape Verde not only led their group, but was among the first to qualify. My colleague Sunny Young reached out to our football guru, David Legg, in Johannesburg, South Africa, to find out what makes the Blue Sharks tick. Here is Sunny.
First off, David, the Blue Sharks from Cape Verde, they've been playing some quality football the past few years. Your thoughts?
That's right, Sonny. What they've proved, I believe, in Group F is that performance in 2013 was no fluke. Just to remind our listeners to the Sunny Side of Sport, they came to the 2013 finals in South Africa as debutants. And I think most people felt that, well, the Sharks, they won't be biting too much. But they did very well. They held South Africa, they held Morocco, and then they beat fellow Portuguese-speaking team Angola to reach the quarterfinals. And their 2-0 defeat by Ghana actually flattered the Black Stars, who certainly were not two goals better than the Cape Verdeans. And it's an amazing story, Sonny. This is a country which consists of a whole lot of islands, off the west coast of Africa, and a total population of about 500,000 people. It's tiny. I mean, when you think that there are so many Nigerians, so many South Africans, so many Egyptians, and here's a country of 500,000 people, and they don't have a particularly strong local league, and their club sides never really feature strongly in the CAF club competitions. But lo and behold, at national level, things are just on the up and up. And they actually, Sonny, were the first country to qualify. They qualified in after match day 4. And here we have a group with a recent winner of the competition in Zambia. And yet Cape Verde finished top of the table. And the Zambians, Sonny, after a rather poor start in which they were held at home by Mozambique and then lost away to the Cape Verde Islands, they've come back strongly, unbeaten in 4 games, and they did beat Cape Verde 1-0, I think probably an important psychological victory. Mozambique, they threatened early on, but the crucial match for them was the penultimate game against Zambia, which they lost 1-0 in Maputo. And really disappointing are Niger. Now, Niger, of course, have been minnows of African football, but they reached the last 2 Africa Cup of Nations tournaments, and I believe they'll be extremely disappointed that from 6 matches, the best they could manage was 3 draws. So well done against those Blue Sharks. Aside, incidentally, Sonny, that are ranked 4th in Africa. I think that might be slightly flattering, but FIFA, they do these rankings very carefully, and that's the position they're in. There's only three countries above them, and they are Algeria, Ivory Coast, and Tunisia. So for a country of 500,000 people, they're not doing too badly.
Finally, David, Group G, Tunisia, the 2004 Nations Cup champion, tops the table with 14 points. 1 point in arrears is Senegal. And then at the bottom of the table, we have Egypt and Botswana. How did you see Group G, David?
Sonny, Group G was considered to be the group of death, and unfortunately, that's exactly what it turned out to be for Egypt. For the first time ever, for the first time since 1957, when the Africa Cup of Nations kicked off, Egypt are going to miss three consecutive Cup of Nations tournament finals. It has never happened before. They have missed two on a couple of occasions, but never three in a row. Really sad. And yet, Sonny, it could all have been so different right at the death of this group. Because in their final match, Egypt knew that if they won by two goals in Tunisia, they would pip DR Congo for the best third place finish. And an early goal from Salah gave them a 1-0 halftime lead. So they were with 45 minutes left, they basically needed to double their lead, and they would have squeezed in through the back door. But the Tunisians came back. They equalized early in the second half, and then Kasri scored the winning goal 9 minutes from the end. And that confirmed Tunisia as the group winners, and also confirmed that Egypt would miss out on the Africa Cup of Nations. Tunisia and Senegal, both very impressive in this group. The Senegalese finishing with a comfortable and expected 3-0 victory over Botswana. And there will be two sides challenging strongly for honours in Equatorial Guinea. From an Egyptian point of view, Sonny, I believe there are several reasons why they have slipped down the ladder. The one is that the great golden generation of 2006 to 2010, led by the legendary Mohamed Abu Trika, those players have all gone. They've retired, and age has caught up with them. And what new coach Garib was unable to do was to find adequate replacements for those players. That's one issue. Another issue, of course, is the ongoing security issues in Egypt, which means that many matches are played behind closed doors. There have also been many disruptions for football, where local games have not been played. That situation has improved now, but it has clearly had an effect on the national team. And they'll be very disappointed, Sonny, to have lost twice to Senegal and also twice to Tunisia. I believe the Egyptians would have expected to do much better in Cairo against those two clubs. If you think about it, Egypt, they had not lost at home until they lost in the previous competition to Central African Republic. And now they've also lost at home to Senegal and Tunisia, which means after this great 44-match unbeaten run in qualifiers, they've now lost three of the last four. And that's a clear indication that Egyptian football is tumbling downhill. And Garib has already been told, Sonny, that if he didn't qualify for the finals, he would lose his job, and they'll probably also look overseas. So the two biggest casualties of the qualifying competition, Nigeria and Egypt, expect new coaches of the Super Eagles and the Pharaohs in the not-too-distant future.
Football guru David Legg in Johannesburg, South Africa, speaking with my colleague Sunny Young.
You want to listen to the latest African music? Just tune in to the African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at exactly 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
African Beat. We love it.
I feel good.
But right now, you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports, so check it out.
Now we go to Johannesburg, South Africa, where Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma has more sports news, beginning with FIFA rankings.
Guinea are Africa's most improved national team, while Egypt have slipped by the widest margin, according to the latest FIFA rankings released in Zurich, Switzerland on Thursday. Ranked 18th, Algeria's Desert Fox are Africa's highest-placed team. Tunisia is 22nd, Ivory Coast 24th, Senegal 35th, Ghana 37th, Guinea 38th, Cameroon 41st, African champions Nigeria 42nd, Mali 49th, and South Africa 51st. In Ivory Coast, lethal striker Roger Assali, the most valuable player in the Ivory Coast Premier League, leads Sewe Sports attack when they host Egypt's El Ahly in the opening leg of the Orange Africa Confederations Cup final in Abidjan tomorrow Saturday. Assali has 4 goals to his credit in the Confederations Cup campaign. Sewe Sports are up against Africa's most successful club, El Ahly, who have won 18 Orange African Champions League titles and an Afro-Asian Cup. El Ahly's impressive trophy cabinet confirm them as having won more international trophies than any club in the world. Italy's AC Milan and Argentina's Boca Juniors are second and third respectively. Nonetheless, the new look El Ahly side seek to break new grounds by becoming the first Egyptian club to win the Orange Africa Confederations Cup.
Mark Omar reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks, Mark. And lastly, both of the London 2012 Olympic Games marathon champions, Stephen Kiprotich and Tiki Gelana, will be heading to the 2015 Tokyo Marathon on February 22nd, according to the organizers of the IAAF Gold Label Road Race. The pair, who will also both go to Tokyo with points to prove after a difficult 12-month period when they have been unable to reproduce the form which took them to their Olympic triumphs. Kiprotich from Uganda is familiar with the Tokyo Marathon after having finished third there in 2012, running what is still his second best time of 2 hours, 7 minutes and 50 seconds, his last marathon before his victory in London. After 12th place in the London Marathon in April and 5th place in the New York Marathon earlier this month, Kiprotich will be keen to get a good result in the Japanese capital in what could be his last marathon.